Good evening, sir, and thank you so very much for deciding to fly first class with us today. I've never had only one person in first class before, so this is a new experience. Has this ever happened before to you? Well then, this is a new experience for the both of us. For this exact reason, the other flight attendants decided to help in business class and economy. So, I will be your only flight attendant for this journey. And because of the price you pay, you truly deserve all my attention. By the end of this, I hope you enjoy the services I provide. It will be an unforgettable experience. What about the pilots? Oh, don't worry about them. They already have a flight attendant that's servicing them as we speak. In a moment, I'll be starting the drink service. If you see from the menu, we offer a variety of things, such as water, alcohol, juices, milk. You didn't see that on the menu? Yeah, we offer milk. You can have it cold or warm. I wouldn't exactly call it cow's milk, but they come from a mammal that has udders as big as a cow, if that counts. However, I highly recommend that you have that with your dessert. This is a 9-hour flight, so there is no rush. You would like a simple glass of water? Can do, sir. I'll be right over here getting that for you. Oh, you're mighty welcome, sir. Aw, you don't have to thank me. It's my duty as a flight attendant to serve and please. And trust me, I love to please. A little too much. So, if I seem a little too, clingy, please tell me. I will be more than happy to give you the space that you require. Here's your drink, sir. In a glass, not like a plastic cup like you get in the back. Is there anything else that you would like, sir? Ah, yes, the services I provide. Yeah, some of them are not on the menu, so if you truly want to know, I'll be more than happy to tell you. It's one of the big reasons why people typically choose this airline. Well, the first thing we offer is the milk service. Each flight attendant is basically a human cow. That's the requirement to get the job. Yes, sir. That's why I hinted that the mammal it came from has udders as big as a cow's. I mean, just look at them. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, we also produce ice cream made of the milk as well. But once again, that's one of your options for dessert later. Our second popular service is that we can be hostess, which means that we get to talk to each other and enjoy each other's company. It becomes my sole duty to make sure that you feel welcomed and, in general, happy. It is my direct duty to make sure that you're as happy as you can possibly be. So we'll end up spending a lot of time talking with each other. Now to our number one service. We offer a more passionate experience that really services your carnal desires. From that look you're giving me, I think you know exactly what I mean by this. Yep, mile high. So, my question to you is, would you rather be alone and just relax, or would you like to proceed with a hostess service? The choice is ultimately yours, and you can change your mind at any time. But I think you'll really enjoy talking to me. You can ask me any question. Yes, any. Nothing's off the table. Now my ability to answer may be iffy for some certain things. Like what? Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you where Mount Rushmore is, for example. I mean that, by the way. I have no idea what state that's in. Pardon? South Dakota? I barely even remember that's a place half the time. I've never gone to South Dakota before in my life. Are you a frequent traveler? Really now? Well, if you don't mind me asking, what has you taking this journey all the way to London? Ah, meeting up with friends. Are they as attractive as you? Oh, I'm not just saying that. I mean that. Are they as attractive as you? Not in your opinion? Oh, that's a shame. Oh, you must have been mighty thirsty. Would you like some more water? There is plenty of it. We have a plane filled with food and drinks dedicated to the first class, and you are the only one that's going to be able to enjoy it. When I put it that way, you are funny. Let me get the picture. I'm so sorry. I know that must have been really cold. Oh, I spilled that all over your lap. Yeah, I know it's water, but okay, let me get some towels. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I really do apologize. All right, how about this? I get a nice warm blanket for you, and you take off your pants for me. No, I'm not starting the other service. Genuinely, just take off your pants. I don't want you to get cold, and I don't want you to get sick. We have a secret section of the plane dedicated for things like this. It's a laundry room. So, I'll have your pants warm for you in a jiffy. And please remember, since you're in first class, you have access to a bathroom with a shower. It's quite big, so I hope you enjoy it. If you desire, there's a robe inside there for you, so you can come back out and truly lounge in peace. But if you want to sit in that seat with only a blanket covering the lower part of your body, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining one bit. I would love to be able to join you in this predicament. I think you have to find a way to mess up my clothes too. But how would you do that? I'm silly, yeah? I try. I fail typically, but I try. So, when I come back from the laundry room, I will begin the snack service. Just to assure you, just because I'm offering the snacks now does not mean that I won't be offering them later. It's just, I'm showing you the options that you have now, and then at any time during the flight, you can ask for whatever you desire, in whatever quantity you desire. We offer for snacks, fruits, cheeses, crackers, fries, and breads. You will see what they look like in the menu and the different types of fruits and cheeses that we offer. So if any of these things catch your eye, please let me know as soon as I come back. Also with the breads, we offer yeast dinner rolls, brioche, and croissants. I'll be back soon. Thank you so very much for your patience. And nice thing poking from that blanket. I can't wait to see it. Howdy, howdy, and thank you very much for listening to this audio. The idea for this audio came directly from the 9-hour experience I had for my flight going over to London. As some of you already know, I'm a little bit of a degenerate, so while I was over in economy, I was thinking like, what if there was a type of plane that offered special services that you typically wouldn't get on any other plane because, well, it would probably be very close to being illegal. So yeah, this was the idea that I had. This is a very tame version of the idea I had. I can make the untamed version as a part 2 on Patreon only. For March, I'm going to get really on the ball of making spicy content for Patreon. I'm not going to be hard focused on it, but I'm going to be more focused than before. There are way too many ideas that I've just been sitting on for weeks and months now that are just begging to be put out in an audio format. Now, for a quick little idea of how my trip was, it was a wonderful experience going over to Europe. Coming back, however, was hellish because the flight that was supposed to take me back to London was delayed by like an hour, and then it takes another hour just to actually get to London, so I ended up missing my flight, and I was such a wreck over that, but thankfully the people at the desk were able to get me on the next flight going out, so I had time to relax, but oh, I was so anxious because it was my first time leaving North America, so of course I'm going to feel uncomfortable being basically stranded in a different country that's not my own. So, yeah, I ended up traveling for over 24 hours. And by the time I got home, I just I just passed out. I don't know exactly what time I did, but I was just gone. I was just gone. So for the new patrons, thank you to Alec Lozano, Don't Ask, Stephen Baker, Cronus Prime, Awarita, Nathan, Melissa, Starscream, Ben, Screenshot, Nielsen, Azil, Whisper Echo, Silver Kenshi, Rookie Gun, Jacob the Pagan, Monk King, Crafty, Gaston Powell, Jay, Ricardo, Jacob L, Roller Trees, John, Ben, and that one guy for becoming members on Patreon. For anyone not keeping up with the news on Patreon, I have a new goal set out. Once we've hit 300 paid members, I will be doing a 12-hour live stream, and instead of uploading 2 stories per week on Patreon, I'll be boosting that up to 3. What that means is instead of getting 1 safe for work and 1 not safe for work audio per week, you'll be getting 1 safe for work audio and 2 not safe for work audios per week. Thank you all so very much for listening. I hope you have a great day or night, and I'll talk to you again next time, all right? Bye-bye.